This one matters because a lot of teams are not blocked on getting a model anymore. They're blocked on getting data that isn't flimsy, duplicated, or weirdly easy.
Yeah, and Meta's angle here is basically stop treating synthetic data as one big prompt dump. Autodata turns it into an iterative loop where the model makes data, inspects it, changes its recipe, and keeps going until the set gets better.
I had too much coffee and still slept badly, so maybe I'm oversimplifying. But that framing is very product real. You can ship with a decent model and still get wrecked by mediocre evals or training examples. Anyway, that's why this jumped out.
Same. I was messing with my laptop fan before we started because every agent demo now sounds like a tiny server room. But the clever part here is they're trying to convert inference time compute into data quality, which is a more useful spin than blindly making the base model larger.
So what it actually does, as I read it, is imitate a data scientist more than a plain generator. It grounds on source material like papers, code, legal text, stuff like that, creates examples, reviews whether they're correct and challenging, then updates the generation approach and loops.
Right. Their concrete implementation is called Agentic Self-Instruct. There's a main orchestrator model coordinating four roles: a challenger that proposes the example, a weak solver that should usually miss it, a strong solver that should usually get it, and a verifier or judge that scores the outputs against rubrics the challenger wrote.
That weak versus strong split is kind of the whole game, huh? If the weak model passes everything, your data is too easy. If the strong one also fails, you probably made nonsense and gave yourself an A for chaos.
Exactly, Justy. And Meta notes the weak and strong solvers can even be the same underlying model with different settings. The strong version might get more inference budget, extra scaffolding, maybe privileged context, so you create a useful gap without maintaining two totally separate systems.
I like that because it matches how teams actually buy this. The early users are probably labs, enterprise AI groups, maybe startups in domains where source docs exist and human annotation is expensive. Scientific reasoning is the headline in the write-up, but the user story is broader. I have a pile of domain material and need better tasks than interns with spreadsheets can make at scale.
Yeah, though I wouldn't pretend it's plug and play. The architecture only works if the judge is decent, the rubrics aren't garbage, and your stopping criterion means something. Otherwise, you've built a very energetic loop that optimizes for looking rigorous.
That's the adoption barrier for me. Not whether people want synthetic data. They obviously do. It's whether they trust an autonomous pipeline to improve the dataset instead of just producing a more elaborate flavor of synthetic sludge.
I think that concern is real. The article contrasts this with self-instruct, grounded variants, chain of thought variants, even self-challenging methods. And the claim is the difference here is feedback inside generation rather than cleanup after. That's a strong idea, but it lives or dies on eval design, not branding.
And still, if it works, it's a pretty nice market wedge. A team doesn't need a frontier model story. They need a repeatable way to make harder training and eval examples from proprietary docs, then show the fine-tuned system actually improved on those tasks.
The part I find genuinely smart is that it treats dataset quality as something you can search over. Not perfectly, but procedurally. Instead of one-shot prompting, you're evolving prompts, rubrics, and task styles based on observed weak versus strong separation and dataset-level signals like diversity or downstream lift.
Okay, build next-wise. I'd try this small before getting fancy. Pick a narrow corpus, maybe 10 to 20 technical docs, generate QA or reasoning tasks, and keep a tiny held-out eval where your cheap model should fail more often than your careful model. If that gap doesn't move, don't scale the loop.
Yeah. For a solo builder, I'd do it with a workflow stack you can actually run over a weekend. LangGraph or a plain Python state machine for the loop, an open model from Hugging Face as challenger and solver, and a separate judge prompt with structured outputs. In practice, something like Python plus VLLM or OLAMA, then log each round to a data frame so you can inspect failure modes instead of trusting vibes.
And if somebody wants the low drama version, just steal the pattern, not the whole ambition. Source docs in, challenger generates tasks, weak and strong passes, judge scores, keep the examples that create a clean gap. That alone is already more disciplined than a lot of synthetic data pipelines.
A painfully low bar, but yes. I could be wrong, but this feels less like an agent stunt and more like a useful recipe for teams that already know bad data is their real bottleneck.
Yeah, that's my read too, Cody. Anyway, episode 365, and we somehow turned data curation into couch talk, which feels on brand.